It's not going to sound the same though.
Okay.
But I will. I'll just throw you in. Okay. So, ready for this? I'll go for go red and white. It's my meter colours. So, reds win one, whites win one, tie, no bonus. See, it doesn't sound the same when I'm not doing it for the announcements. I'm not as nervous. I'm not going to get it wrong when I'm talking to you.
Welcome to the Side Lake Meetup. I am very excited to have Nicholas Schofield on the pod today. Before we get started, be sure you don't miss an episode. Follow the Side Lake Meetup on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods. Knit one, roll two! Nicholas Schofield, this one's for you. Let's get into it.
So, I'm Nick. I'm from Liverpool in the UK. And this year will be 17 summers, but 19 years at Maramisa, so really long time.
So you're from the UK. How did you hear about Maramisa?
Okay, so while I was at uni, we have a thing called Freshers Week. So like for your very first year, they have like kinds of like things for you to do, get to know people. And there was a company at the time called Camp Leaders. They're still going now. Who were doing like the summer camps in America. So I kind of was like, okay, that sounds cool. My older sister had friends who'd done it, and I was like, that'd be a great experience. So I pushed myself out of my comfort zone because I was a very big homesick person, and I interviewed, had a great time talking to them, and before I knew it, the next thing I knew, it was like I was going to Camp Maramisa. So I started doing all my research on camp. And yeah, I was flying out and meeting like the likes of like the Silvermans and Sandy and Terry and Joe Ellen. And yeah, getting ready and excited for my first summer at camp. And that was 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, really long time ago. So yeah, so I just kind of, you know, went for it and kind of just thought, you know, it's a new experience and it's worth trying. And obviously, as you can tell, I fell in love. And that's it. Now you're never getting rid of me.
We don't want to get rid of you. Are overnight camps a thing in the UK?
Not in the same way as they are in America. There's a few summer camps called, they're called like PGL. And they tend to be like a week long overnight camps, but they probably don't cater to as much activity wise as we do, because our summer holidays also aren't as long as yours. So for a lot of our schools don't finish till the middle of July and go back the beginning of September, so we normally get like 6 weeks. So there's kind of, you know, there's lots of things to do over the summer holidays. We tend to travel a lot with family, kind of, you know, traveling Europe and things like that. Some people do the PGL camps, but as I said, it's only a week long. Not as fun as coming to Maramita for 4 or 8 weeks. So
okay, so you said you were a homesick person, so what do you miss most about home when you're at camp?
It's not as much probably about missing home kind of thing. I've still, you know, still miss home a little bit, but that, I feel like that's normal. That's kind of, you know, you've got like a healthy home life when you miss home.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I always say to campers when they're homesick, it's a good sign. You miss your dog, you miss your parents, you miss siblings if they're not at camp and things like that. But yeah, just, you know, I still get to talk to family and my nephews. Probably talk to my nephews who don't, well, one of them talks a lot now, he's two. Probably more than I talk to my parents and my brothers and sisters and things like that. But no, it's just that, you know they're there. You know, it's nice to be able to communicate. I like to be able to go a little bit old school like you guys do and write a letter or a postcard every now and then. Just takes a little bit longer for it to get home,
yeah,
kind of thing. But yeah, no, you know, I love my family. So it's always good to miss them.
What keeps bringing you back to Maramita?
It's a really good question. I think it goes back to my first year, knowing that I was homesick. Well, and I was expecting to be a little bit homesick. And it was just that, I don't know, that just that sense of belonging and family and kind of, it sounds silly to say, the humour and the jokes, kind of like that we had amongst ourselves. It just kind of gave you that warm and comfortable feeling, kind of like friends would do, like family would do. That kind of just makes you feel at home and welcome and like a part of something. And I think that's, yeah. And along that, like obviously after that, it's definitely the campers. Like watching you guys like grow up and kind of develop is just absolutely fantastic. And just kind of looking back at people I had in my like first, second, third year who are now adults, which is scary to think about, and seeing like the people they've developed into is just absolutely fantastic. And obviously you still talk, still see Jolie and Sleps and Jerry and well, Sydney's now grown up, Joellen's daughter, Sandy and Terry's niece, and oh my God, it's just amazing. And then seeing a lot of them now coming back to like alumni camp, which is crazy from my point of view, because to me they're still the little campers I had in like cabin one or as oldest dudes.
Mary does one big family. Are there any moments from last summer that stood out to you as like extra special?
Oh wow. It's probably like a generic answer, but everything, I feel like I say the same every year. Like everything's the same, but everything's different.
Yeah.
And everything just feels new every summer.
It's like you're starting over every summer.
Yeah, it's like you're starting like, yeah, you're starting afresh, and it's great to kind of come in with like that fresh perspective every summer. Obviously like a lot of work throughout the year goes on behind the scenes, but you arrive at camp and it's just, I don't know, it just feels like a new beginning every year,
Yeah.
and it's awesome.
Similarly, have you seen a lot of change from your first summer to now?
Apart from like the high ropes course and new boats and developments in the cabins, I feel like yes and no. I feel like the backbone of camp is always going to be the same. It's kind of the family, the camper development, kind of watching you guys grow into like these strong, independent women, basically. But I just think, I feel like there's always, even when everything stays the same, there's always change because new faces are coming in, whether it's new staff or new campers with new ideas, new perspectives, new ways of looking at the world. So I feel like everything's the same, but everything's changing
Yeah.
constantly. And like, I feel like that's how it should be. You want things to be changing.
Okay. So in 2020, when you weren't able to come to camp because of COVID, in 2021, when you couldn't travel to camp because of COVID, what did you do over the summers?
Well, I probably wasn't having as much fun as you guys, but I actually was helping out my community with the pandemic. So I kind of took a job working for like my local government, my local council. Started out with just basically COVID testing in our community, and I was doing that for a while. Well, I was doing that pretty much for the 2 years, but I kind of like developed a little bit, and then I started working with more at-risks in the community, and basically traveling out to them and helping with them getting tested and the vaccination program them, and we were a big help with the rollout of the vaccination program in our well in parts of Liverpool. So obviously not as having as much fun of you as you guys, but I felt like I was kind of, it was the Marometer in me, knowing that I should be helping out my community. So, yeah.
We are so happy that you're able to be at camp with us, even when COVID was still a little iffy in 2022. And when you were at home, were you watching the Marymita slash Red and White like live streams of the announcements? What was it like when everyone in the mess hall said no bonus and you weren't there?
It It was strange. It was like strange. Like, I watched, obviously with the time difference, certain things were hard. So I might like, I didn't sometimes get at the chance to watch the live feed when I could or would. But it just showed me how much I missed him.
Yeah.
And I think the live feeds when like Jamie rang me in the January to about coming back to camp, like my heart was screaming yes without me even thinking about it, kind of thing. I like really did miss it that much. But like it's strange, like with the whole no bonus thing, because
it's become such a inside camp joke.
Yeah, and like it started because I used to be so nervous about making a mistake, and I was like, I was so careful in what I was saying, and I was trying to be like really clear, and it just started that I think when I get nervous, I get like start speeding up, or I try and clarify more, that the no bonus became such like a big thing. And like it's funny because in my head it's like a strange thing to leave my mark on camp, but that's the mark I've left on camp. And like hopefully it'll go on for years and years and years to come.
Yeah,
but to be honest with you, it really puts a smile on my face when everybody does it. And it makes me more and more nervous when I look at the score sheet before I read it, and I just keep seeing no tie, no bonus, and I'm like, ah. But I also know how like funny it is, and like how it just makes everybody smile and laugh. So it's great.
Yeah. Okay. So in 2022, you came back to camp with new owners. What was that experience like? How did you feel about Sandy and Terry not being the owners?
Honestly, it was nice coming to working with Nick and Jamie. Obviously, we've had like a lot of phone calls and a lot of FaceTimes and Zoom meetings before I came to camp in the summer. So when I first actually met them in person after having conversations for months, that was like a strange experience. It was different. It was good different though. Obviously, I knew Sandy and Terry were kind of ready to start winding down and things like that. And to be honest with you, it's probably been the best thing for them. And I'm so happy for them. But the thing is, they mightn't own camp anymore, but they're always going to be a big part of what camp is. And it was really fun, actually, because I got to see them. I was in Orlando for the ACA conference. So I came in a little bit early to be able to go down and spend a few days with Sandy and Terry in Pompano Beach, which was really fun to hang out with them and catch up and see how they were getting on and things like that. And it's fun. It's so much fun.
They're definitely still a big part of camp. And even though it is different, it's a good difference.
It's good difference. And I think that's all everybody ever wants. And the thing is, like, you look back and they've left their mark on camp the same as Sandy's mum, Barb Babowski, left her mark on camp, and Mrs. Woss, who was the original owner, kind of thing. Obviously, things develop, things move on, but they're always going to be a massive part of camp.
That's a good thing. You want camp to develop, and
yeah,
Jamie and Nick are amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Don't tell them I said that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk some of your favorites.
Oh, okay.
So, starting, what are some of your favorite activities to join in on with the campers?
Oh, wow. I honestly love being down at water ski. I love getting in the lake and helping campers learn to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I love acting like the idiot jumping in the lake with the kids in the swim area. I love hanging out on swinging like a monkey at the high ropes course. I'll be honest with you, it's really fun hanging out with senior cabin doing flag football. I did not have a clue how to play flag football. I've learned. We have fun. I love just being able to get out and hang out with you guys and just participate in any activity. And I love trying like new things. Like I learned how to do archery camp. Yeah, still not great at it, but you know, I'll try.
Do Do you have a favorite song or cheer you miss hearing?
Ooh, I think I love it. I love them all. That's the problem. I think Up on the Buses is always going to hold a little place in my heart because that was like the first song I ever had to learn
Yeah.
for the buses arriving at camp. So that's always going to hold like a little place in my heart. I also, surprisingly, this is probably going to be a surprising one, I love Round the Glowing Campfire.
Really?
And I don't know if it's as much about the song or if it's about everyone just being kind of together and round the campfire on the Friday nights and just kind of hanging out and, stargazing and listening to everybody talk and everyone just being together. And it's, I don't know, it's very relaxing and very campy. And
Yeah.
it's kind of like it's just got that nice feeling about it.
Friday nights are
So,
my favorite.
yeah. It's probably a little, that's probably a bit of a controversial choice for songs. But no, because I love all the Red and White songs. Yeah, I love them all. That's the problem.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
I love pasta bar, not gonna lie. I really love pasta bar. I love it. I'll be honest, I love anything Umar makes. Like anything for that the kitchen guys do is usually absolutely incredible.
They're great.
I know for a couple of summers we used to have Huevos Rancheros for breakfast. Oh, that was amazing.
Okay, if you could pick any dish to add to the menu, what would you want Omar to make?
Oh, that's a good question. See, okay, so this is just because I'm English now, so that's where we're gonna go with. There's probably two dishes. There's one, and it's like a Liverpool dish from where I'm from called Scouse. And it's gonna sound disgusting when I try and explain this now, but it's kind of like lamb and potatoes and carrots, and it's kind of like a very thick stew. But it's absolutely amazing if it's kind of made right. So that's just like that kind of, I don't know, like the touch of home. That would be nice, but I don't think anyone's ever going to make it
Yeah.
right, is the problem. Oh, and what else? I don't know. This is it. See, it's all about meat and potatoes. Maybe it's an English thing, but we have a dish called shepherd's pie as well, which is it's creature comforts. It's good, like, I don't know, on a cold day, it's always looking a nice dish to eat.
It's just a little bit of home.
Little bit of home, yeah, but it's never gonna get it. No one's ever gonna make it right, and that's the problem. But I think I'd always go with something like maybe as well like a dessert, like if
Yeah.
Omar could make like a lemon meringue pie. I'm partial to a good lemon meringue.
Moving on to stuff for summer 2023, is there anything you have planned that you can share?
Okay, let me think. Let me think. We're always trying to like develop and things like that and make improvements and add activities and things like that. Obviously something we have been working on is we are doing charm bracelets. So basically the activities will be in levels. So basically you can achieve a level. So I want to come up with better names for them, but right now I'm like, it was done years ago. I don't know if it was done when your mum was at camp. It might have been. But I know it was done in the definitely in the 60s and 70s, something similar. And you pass out of a level. So like right now, I think we've got like we're just saying it's like bronze, gold, bronze, silver, gold,
Yeah.
and so on kind of thing. But when you pass out of that level, you move up to the next one and you'll get something too, like a little charm. Like a little metal charm that'll represent you passing out of that level so you can see your development as you're moving through your years of camp. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. It's actually been really fun to figure out where the level should be as well. And like talking to some past campers and talking to alumni who did this program like many years ago, kind of getting their ideas and like their collaboration on it has been. It's been really, actually, really fun. But it's surprising how hard it is to set the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, like for me, I'd be like trying to give you everything in one file swoop, because obviously like, I love it. But now, like trying to kind of find a nice balance of things being not too complicated, but not too easy at the same time. Because obviously our goal is for you guys to push yourselves and to try new things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be really fun. Obviously, they've been very slowly working on the bathhouse. But that's contractors in Eagle River for you. Sometimes they are a lot slower than what we are. So things can take a little bit of time. Trying to think of what else I can share. I don't know. I think it's nice for things to be a surprise as well when you arrive at camp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to think. No, if you could add one thing to the summer. See?
The new shower house.
That's it. That's coming. It's coming slowly, but it's coming. It'll be there soon.
What are you looking most forward to summer 23?
We've got a really good staff that we've got. Well, we've always got a really good staff at camp, but we've got a really good staff. Everyone's been working really hard behind the scenes to basically get what you guys need. We've started a lot of our meetings already for the summer, and doing our own professional development and, trying to do our best so you guys can have the best. I'm just looking forward to being back at camp, being up in Eagle River and joining in activities and hanging out with you guys. And I don't know, I'm always looking forward to a good game of like Chaos versus Control or Capture the Flag. I really look forward to the announcements because obviously I always want it to be amazing. I always want you guys to like really love the announcements.
Yeah.
And I feel like it gets harder and harder every year to decide on that.
Okay. Moving into Merry Meet a Red and White stuff, do you have any favourite ways they've announced it?
Oh, there's been loads. There's been so many good ones. We've had people in the past, I don't want to say too much in case I have to use them again. we've had people, okay, there was one and it was way before I think a year or two before I got to camp.
Okay.
Which sounded absolutely amazing. And they had somebody basically drop ping pong balls out of the aeroplane. I feel like that was like really cool, but I feel like that might have been like a once in a lifetime chance, but you never know.
Yeah, this is like my favorite. This is my favorite question to ask.
It's so hard. We did superheroes one year, and I like that just because I made the capes, and then it was really fun to be like to come off the high ropes course like a superhero. That was a really cool experience.
One that I can't remember who, but somebody told me that there was one where they like stood around senior cabin and sung like "She's a Peach" for senior cabin.
Yeah, but I think it was a psych out.
That would have been so good.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's another one that just popped in my brain, but I'm not going to say it because I think it'd be a good way to announce. I like to keep the ones that are really, really good in the back of my mind because then I can adapt them as we can adapt them. Kind of thing, but
just change them a little.
I'm trying to make them fresh. I don't know. I like a good nighttime announcement,
mm-hmm.
or I like a good early morning announcement because I feel like people aren't expecting it as much.
I feel like nighttime's fun because they're like, oh, well, it's not going to be today, and then
exactly. But I also like a good wake up announcement because everyone's a little bit And everyone's a bit slow in the morning. We all are, aren't we? Always a little bit tired. So I think people really aren't expecting it.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning. But, yeah, no. There's been some... What's your favourite announcements so far?
Okay.
It's hard to pick, I think.
I liked the colour run this year. That was fun.
Okay. I want to do a fun colour run just for... Because why not? because I think last year it was so much fun for the announcement that I think we should do it again just for, because why not? It was fun.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Yeah. It's like I gave a couple of the campers, get the counsellors as well. So the counsellors can participate this year.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Do you have any favourite Sing themes?
So I actually really like Nintendo, but only because I used to love Super Mario when I was growing up. Still love Super Mario Kart now. So I like the Mario one. I've liked. Ooh, I'm trying to think now. Sometimes it's random. Like the themes and like the creativity of Senior Cabin. It just blows my mind every year when it comes to the Sing, because like the work they put in and the costume designs and the ideas they have for the costumes are absolutely unreal. Like, no offense, look at last summer with like Wizards of Oz and Halloween. Like,
those are really good.
They were absolutely amazing. And then there's been Sleepover was really good. That was 2007, I think. Christmas was a really good one. Before my time, there was like Chicago was a good theme one year. Hollywood. I wish I had the creative brain that you guys sometimes have for these themes and what you come up with, because oh my god, the job they do is just incredible. And I love being able to like just kind of be a part of what I can and help where I can, but it's just oh my god, the amount of work they put in. But it's the same with MTV.
Yeah,
the amount of work that you all put into MTV as well, and the costumes and the songs you pick and the dancers, it's just I just love it. Come on, mate, I just love everything.
Wrapping things up, is there anything I missed that you want to add?
I'm just counting down the days as much as you guys are.
99 for campers.
99 for campers? How crazy is that?
Right. Yeah. Double digits.
Double digits. And it'll come down so quick.
Yeah.
I think I have 7 weeks before I fly out. So I think I'm a camp for about 5 or 6. I'll be up a camp 5 or 6 weeks before you guys get there.
Wow.
Yeah, getting it all ready for the staff to arrive, and then getting it all ready, doing all the training with the staff, and then for you guys arriving, and it's just going to come around so quick.
Yeah.
But I just think it's going to be another absolutely incredible summer. And like the work that like Jamie, Nick, Biebs are all putting in to this summer, like, and the staff that are coming back, like Jolie, Jamila, Jaffe, Marta, Maria, like, it's just, I don't know. And the work that Paul and Matt have been putting in the winter to do updates around camp has been spectacular. I love getting, like, the little pictures that they send us every now and then to tell us where they're up to and what they're doing. Is just, and it's great because there's been so much snow, which means the lake will be nice and high again this summer, which means good skiing. What are you most looking forward to?
Just, like, being at camp. Just, like, in general. Like, there's so much that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Hanging out with your camp friends and everybody else. Seeing the counsellors who are coming back. Meeting the new ones. Yeah. I'm with you on that, Rach. I'll be rocking in beats. Yup,
yup. I'll be rocking in beats. Yup, yup, yup. If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Meetup, DM us on Instagram @BesideLakeMeetup or email us at BesideLakeMeetup@gmail.com. Until we meet again.